from James chapter 2, verses 14 through to 26. It's James 2, verse 14 to 26. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if a person claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to him or her, "Go, I wish you well, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about his or her physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, "You have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by what I do." You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our ancestor Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together, and his faith was made complete by what he did. And a scripture was fulfilled that says, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness, and he was called God's friend." You see that a person is justified by what he says and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
Well, morning. For those of you who don't know me, my name's Nick, as has already been said, and I'm one of the pastors here. And I'm now going to speak. For those of you who aren't used to church, I'm going to just share what I feel God has been laying on my heart with regard to this passage for about 20 minutes, 20-ish, just to give you a bit of framework. So we will see how it works. Well, I'm aiming for 20, but, you know, we'll see. So this week, the study, if you are in a small group, is entitled Just Works. And I was reflecting on that, and I thought to myself, okay, so what does that mean? And I've entitled my sermon, "Actions Speak Louder Than Words." Actions speak louder than words. My hope is, if you are asked, then you would at least remember that James 2, 14 to 26 considers the idea that actions speak louder than words. So if I come back to you in 3 weeks' time and I say, "So on the 25th of September, what did I speak on?" And you would all come out and say, "Oh yeah, it was this. Actions speak louder than words." Okay? Something simple that you can all grasp. So bearing this in mind, I want to offer you a question. And this is quite a personal question. How are you affected when a person says they care about you deeply, but there are no actions behind his or her words? Someone says they care deeply about you, but there is no action behind his or her words. Perhaps some of us know exactly how that feels, how you feel in the world, in your workplace, when somebody says, "Yeah, I'll do that for you," and they don't. Or, "I'll walk with you," and they don't. And perhaps for some of us, this question touches us within our experience of church. A place where lots of people think, "Well, that's it, everybody's got it sorted." Okay, the church is a place where broken people attend. Okay, I'm a broken person just as much as you are. And I know that there are times when perhaps we don't always, as the church, not just this church, but the church, match up to what it says. Now, I do tell Sharon, now Sharon's my wife, I think most of you know that, perhaps maybe one or two don't, but Sharon is my wife, and I love her, and I tell her that. But I also, in action, occasionally, and she would say very occasionally, give her some flowers to show that I love her. Yesterday, I conducted a wedding for Margaret and Martin, who were sitting at the back on the left, and that's why we have these lovely flowers here. The reason they got married was because through the action of marriage and that ceremony, they wanted to publicly show people that they love each other. Martin, you look very smart. And Margaret, you looked very beautiful. And it was a great service. It was a lovely time to come together. And from what I heard from people, they really thought it was a real amazing service. And I hope and pray that you have a great continuing journey from this point as a married couple. At Easter, we had a baptismal service where both Emma and Charlotte publicly said, "I'm a Christian." So they publicly said that and did it through the action of going through the baptismal waters. They let people know that they love God. Lots of people in the world recognize that there is a concern with climate. But the ones who really care are those that actually show it through a change of lifestyle. And you've got a young lady up there on the screen, Greta Gudberg. Okay, there are many situations in the world that are devastating. Floods in Pakistan. The war in Ukraine. The issues going on in Afghanistan. We see things on the news, don't we? And people say, "Oh, that's really awful." We say, "That's really awful." Something must be done. But those that it really impacts are those that step up to the plate and do something about it. Because there's, you know, millions of people in the UK, millions of us watching TV, but very few actually do something about it. Today, as we spend time together, we're going to look at the words found in James 2, 14 to 26. We've heard it read. Actions speak louder than words. Do our actions actually portray our faith? As a Christian, I would suggest that this is the best, or a bit of a litmus test to where we are at. We can hold up to the idea against the lives of people and see, well, let's have a look. That person says they're a Christian. And it happens in the workspace, doesn't it? I know. They go, "Oh, you're a Christian. Great." And they just look, they will look to see how you live. We do it in church. Oh, that person says they're a Christian, but... We do it all the time, don't we? We are always watching. You are always watching me. I can tell you now that I will fail. My wife will definitely support that. But that's the truth. And thank God, in some ways, for that. Because I don't want to be perfect. Well, actually, that's wrong. I do want to be perfect. But I'm not yet. I will be perfect when I finally see Jesus Christ face to face. And at that point, I will be perfect. And so will each one of us. No more sorrow, no more suffering, no more pain, no more guilt. I want us to be a people of action, not just knowledge. When did I say that? I said it today. I did say it a couple of weeks ago. 11th of September. It's amazing. I seem to have both the services that sort of fit that sort of this theme. We talked about the fact that earlier in James it said about the word and actually living it out. And now it's about actually your faith is more than just knowing it. It's actually the deeds. Today, as we're discovering, why is it important to live it out? You know, I do tell Sharon that I love her. But the action of cooking her a meal shows that I love her. As we think about the world, it can be noted that those of us in the Western side are fast becoming a nation of armchair observers. Freely expressing our opinions and ideas in the comfort and protection of our own homes. As events are brought right into our living rooms, as they happen through the TV, through Sky News, through 24-hour news, through YouTube, through TikTok, through all forms of social media. We observe, comment, even become indignant, expressing outrage or deep concern, yet remaining uninvolved spectators, watching others and cheering them on, sympathizing with them, but doing nothing about it ourselves. For we are too busy, wrapped up in our own concerns. And actually, that we all have concerns. And I'm not saying that's wrong. But as society, we also need to consider the bigger thing. Someone said, evil triumphs when good men do nothing. Is it possible that the Western church is full of people who are listening to nice sermons, nodding or wagging our heads, yet remaining complacent, indifferent, and uninvolved? As I've alluded to already, this is true not just of the church, but of the whole of society. Yet in reading these words in James, perhaps we can find something that, though specifically targeted at the church, may actually offer a challenge to those outside the church as well. Because actions do speak louder than words. James 2, 14, 18 says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. It is the case for some that they will say they believe in one God, James says. And this is good. But he goes on to say, doesn't he, that even the demons believe that. They shudder. What is needed is not only faith in God, but the living it out. Simply declaring God is one doesn't get you very far if you don't make a difference in your life. Those who declare God as Lord of all not only need to declare it with their words, they also need to declare it with their actions. The example is not just speaking about doing it, it's about actually physically getting there, is it? So, do you know what? I'm sorry that you've not got enough food. I'm really sorry about that. I hope you get something sorted. Is that it? No, it's not. You see, what James is saying in this section of his letter is that faith brings salvation, but it's works, the involvement in other people's lives, that demonstrates that salvation. In this past year, we not only as a church, but as a local community, have sought to do something regarding the situation in the Ukraine. We have been led to pray for the situation, for the people in the Ukraine. And that's right and proper, because we have a God who is greater than all things. All things hold in his hands. And as a people who know this God, that is right. We come before him and say, God, we cry out to him, do something. But we also have been led to actually do something about it. We have collected items that will help people on the ground. You know, I do tell Sharon that I love her. But the action of giving her a hug and a kiss show that I love her. James 2:20-26. You foolish person, do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, Abraham believed God and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend. You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not Rahab the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction? As the body without a spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. James picks two people. Abraham, he knew God. But he showed that he trusted in him, that he had faith in him. Well, actually, he didn't. He knew God. And God said, give me a son. Take him to that mountain. Sacrifice him to me. And Abraham did it. Abraham did it. He believed in a God, and so he did it. He didn't know what was going to happen. how would have he have felt traveling? Because it wasn't like a 2 minute. It was a bit of a journey, and they traveled, and they said, "This is nice. Yeah, well, you know, I've got these sticks. I'm carrying these sticks. Where's the thing? Where's the actual sacrifice? It's coming." Yet Abraham was obedient. What an example. What an example of, actually, he was seeing action from his faith. Rahab, not even someone who was part of that selected people. But she thought, she knew God. She was aware of a God because she saw these people and this nation and what God was doing. She said, there is something about this. And she put action behind her understanding. You see, actions speak louder than words. Jesus encapsulated this, for he gave himself for you. He went to the cross to support the teaching found in the Bible. For the Bible tells us that we are loved. Amen. The prophets would say that God loved his people. But Jesus demonstrated it. Jesus demonstrated it. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. If that was all we read, that'd be lovely. Isn't that nice if that's what it was? But actually, we have more than just that verse. We actually see Jesus physically crucified, hung on a cross for me, for you. Those words, "for God so loved the world," demonstrated by that action. An action which redeemed all creation. If anyone here this morning doesn't know Jesus, doesn't know Christ for themselves, you need to. Because he demonstrated love. Not just for me, not just for those select people in here who have bought in, but for everybody. But there is a choice that you have to make. A choice to follow, to accept that. Because God's going, "Yeah, I've done this for you. I've done this for you. But you need to take it. You need to take it." You see, actions speak louder than words. Do we need to consider James's last sentence? "As a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead." Are these final words a wake-up call? Yeah, they are. I need to be asking myself that question. What am I doing about my faith? Am I living it out? Are you living out your faith? Are they a wake-up call as we seek to be a community of believers that seek to bring God's kingdom to born? That is what I believe we're called to be. We're called to be a people that are bringing God's kingdom to born. Not to keep it for ourselves. God within, reaching out. That's the strap line that we use. God within, great. Reaching out. Come on then. Action. Let's consider what this means for us. What would it look like if we sought to live or let our actions speak out the faith we profess? We see, don't we, in James what he says. And it's lived out in Acts. though Acts is before it, it's actually written after. You see the early church and what they do. There are times when, right near the beginning, do you know what? They all shared together. They gave what each other had to help one another. I've got something, I'm going to sell it so that it will benefit the community. There are lots of examples in Acts and in Scripture of people stepping out of the boat. You see, the phrase actions speak louder than words. It's very simple, it rolls off the tongue easy. Try it. Come on, try it. And again. And again. Very simple, isn't it? Very simple. But to live it out is another thing. To live it out is another thing. It could be as simple as giving someone the spare winter coat you might have in your wardrobe. It could be inviting a family or a neighbour round to share a meal with you as they struggle to have the budget to cover all their expenses. Some are called to something more, like Victor and Mary, who set up Brighter Future using all they had. He cashed in his pension. He cashed in his pension. Actions speak louder than words. Lord, I pray for them now. They are amazing people. And there are lots of amazing people in our world that are doing just that. But we're not all like that. And you could probably think of other ways. As I was sleeping last night, I was thinking, well, I wasn't. Was I thinking? Anyway, I woke up and I just had a sense, actually, I'm also conscious that it can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. Because some of us are going, do you know what? I'm an introvert. I haven't got anything I can, or I'm struggling myself. Okay, God doesn't want to condemn us. God's not a God of condemnation. But what he wants us to move forwards. Excuse me. Do you want to move forwards? Do you want to move forwards in your faith? Do you know what I do? What I want to do is I want to come around each of you and say, right, this time last year, where were you at? What did God mean to you this time last year, and what does he now? Have you progressed? Because if you're not, that's a shame. Because God wants to be developing us, moving us on. And that comes from action. Action for some of us could be cashing in our mortgage, or cashing our pension and setting something up. It could be taking a coat that I've got four of to somebody in Peterborough or someone who's got nothing. It's hard as people to try and live this out. You know, you might be in coffee at the back and somebody says to you something and they're crying out for help. We need to listen and try to help if we can. You know, I'm not saying that if somebody says to you, I'm in debt to £50,000. Can you help me? Oh, I haven't got £50,000 to help you, but I can stand with them. If somebody just says, I'm struggling, well, let me help you. Because I know that there are sometimes, because it happened, I've had it. I thought, can you just listen to me? Can you help me? And that's within the church. That's within the church. because we're full of broken people. None of us are perfect. So there's got to be issues here. Sorry to tell you that. But we have. Let's be Christians that actually get off the couch and live what we believe. I believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, who came to give me life in all its fullness. Amen. He came to give me life in all its fullness, not in part, not in a little bit, but in all its fullness. I have a God who's done that for you too. Do you know what? It's not just selfish. Yeah, Nick, it's all for you. It's for all of us. So let's get off the couch and live what we believe. Even if it's doing it a little bit more than you did last week. Because we want to be a people that are moving on. Moving on. Moving on. Stepping out of the boat. Actions speak louder than words. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that actions do speak louder than words, that people do step out of the boat for you. And I pray that you would just cause our church to grow in that, to have more people stepping out of the boat. Even if it's just a little bit, they've just got their foot over the edge. Lord, I pray that you'd encourage that. Lord, I pray for those people perhaps who are in this congregation who don't yet know you, who are perhaps asking the question, well, why Jesus? What's the point? The point is, Lord, you love them. That is the point. And I pray now that you would touch the hearts of those people. Cause them to respond. Lord, help each one of us in our day-to-day living to look, to put action behind our words. Amen.